Well, it's the end of the year, so I suppose traditionally we go back and think about what we've seen over the year. What's the best TV series or best movie or worst TV series or movie we've seen this year? And I'll pick a fairly controversial choice for best film, which was The Extraordinary Adventures of Adair Lunsek.
Why do you think that's controversial? Because that's damn good. So I mean, okay, it's controversial because not everyone's seen it yet.
It didn't get a release.
Well, yeah, okay, ignoring the whole lack of releasing, it was still damn good.
It's a Luc Besson film and it's lots of fun.
Yeah, no, I'm not finding that controversial even remotely. It was a good film.
Can't comment though, haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Which is something we need to rectify.
Fair enough.
But I'll go in a different direction because I'm going Pacific Rim.
That'd be best.
Yes. Big, stupid monster movie that knew exactly what it wanted to be and made itself into one of the best big, stupid monster movies in all time.
And it was a very nice homage to Harryhausen as well.
Yes, which meant a lot to me. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I thought it was silly, it was fun.
And the monsters were wonderful. Enjoyable.
And we had Ron Perlman. I mean, really.
Yeah.
Great Ron.
What else can you ask for in a movie? But, oh, well, if it had, you know, Kurt Russell, would have been a better film. But aside from the Kurt Russell role, it was still, you know. Ruth, best film. Quick.
Worst film?
Elysium.
Nah, Elysium
wasn't as bad as Oblivion.
No. Oblivion was so bad.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Giant waterfalls in the sky. I just don't believe it.
Lone Ranger comes to mind.
Oh, that's the worst one. Lone Ranger. Johnny Depp in his crappiest ever role. I haven't seen the Lone Ranger, so
but After
I cannot
Earth,
comment
After
on
Earth
that.
After Earth would have to be the worst.
Which I also avoided because you said it was really bad.
It really was bad. It was so... I couldn't survive. I was watching it on DVD, and I watched the first 20 minutes of it and sort of paid attention, and then thought, I feel like going to sleep now. I think I'll fast forward it for a little bit, and then a bit more, and then a bit more, and a bit more, and then thought, oh, I better read up what happens to this on Wikipedia. Read it up and said, no, that's it. I'm just not watching the rest of this damn film.
You mean we've actually found a film that you haven't
made? I couldn't bring myself to sit through it. I tried really hard. I just couldn't do it.
You made me sit through Lone Ranger.
Yeah, that was fun.
R.I.P.D. was pretty bad. Though amusingly bad in places.
Yes.
The Provost was good.
Yes, that's very, very true. Though Jeff Bridges' accent is really, really...
Yeah, mumbling.
Okay.
It was a one-note joke.
Very much. Just went on for a bit too long. In terms of good movies, I think Gravity was excellent.
I'm a bit too scared to see that one.
Oh, no. You can... Well, given your... Maybe you shouldn't see it. It's beautiful, though. It's filmed so well. It's utterly beautiful.
One of our friends said it was the only movie they've ever seen that does physics well.
That's probably very true.
And they stole a lot of the effects from the experiments on the space station, which is kind of cute.
Clearly. But it was very realistic for that, in certain ways and not in other ways.
Okay. We won't mention how many hours it actually takes to get out of one of those spaces.
No, we won't mention that. But it was beautifully done. Mm.
Yeah. Surprising late entry, Kill Your Darlings.
Yes, Kill Your Darlings. It's really good.
Mm. Based on the story of Allen Ginsberg, when he sort of met up with all these interesting
Jack Kerouac people and various other people. And
William Burroughs.
And a murder that kind of set the tone for them, I guess.
What was interesting was who was actually playing...
Allen Ginsberg,
yes.
Or Daniel Radcliffe.
There you go.
Yes.
There is life after Harry Potter.
Though admittedly there were times when I kept expecting him to, you know, grab a wand, which he didn't, but Ruth is attempting to shoot herself in the head right now.
Why is that?
The idea of any of the beats being played by Daniel Radcliffe is just the worst thought in the world.
Actually really, really good. I have to say, he was excellent.
Best TV series, I reckon, for me, was probably Community, series 1 to 3.
I've been enjoying Grimm. I don't think it's brilliant, but I really enjoy it.
Mm.
I'm having a toss-up between Person of Interest, which I thought really continues to be strong, and Almost Human, which was a lot better than I ever expected it to be.
Person of Interest had the one problem that the whole killing off major characters at the end of the season was kind of over the top, and I really did enjoy Blacklist.
Yes, Blacklist was good.